Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, welcome. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Welcome to Being Here.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Or evening. Don't know where you're listening to on this lovely, lovely planet of ours, so we're welcoming all of you. In case you haven't noticed already, Shy and I
finish each other's sentences, so when we do, please don't
offend yourself. Just include it. It's our style. We like to let you know right up front. So if it's your first time with us, you're not surprised. Today's show, Being Here, obviously, the theme is awareness, the doorway to the moment.
So as you might have guessed, we've been talking a lot about awareness in this household today.
And we're looking at defining awareness for you, defining the moment, looking at what it takes to be here, and also what benefit that is, whether you're here or not here.
I mean, you could be drifting off in your thoughts about other universes. And
what you got to do, where you're going to go.
And someday, you know, like yesterday, I had a moment of unawareness. I went to this beautiful stream that's located underneath a highway that runs by our home, and I was looking which way I should go, and my feet suddenly slipped out from under me, and I was going down. That became the way to go.
It wasn't left. It wasn't right. It was on his backside.
Yes, and it's still sore.
So awareness really has so to do with being where you are, not going someplace.
Right. Because in that moment of unawareness, I found myself on my buttock.
So before we get further into awareness and unawareness, let's just talk
about my anatomy.
Let's talk for a moment about listening, because listening pulls you into this moment. If you're actually actively using your ears to hear what is being said,
rather than seeing whether you already know it, if you listen through comparison, that is, you compare what's being said to what you know, to what you agree with, to what you disagree with, or listen to see if it's online to some agenda that you have that you want to fulfill, then you will exclude anything that does not appear to fit the agenda or that you think you already know or that you disagree with or that you agree with, because the mere act of agreeing takes you out of the moment to see if what is being said fits with what you already hold to be true.
And truthfully, we don't want to see you on your backside sliding down the hill of your life. So keep bringing yourself here rather than in a nanosecond going off to see whether or not this applies to whatever it is you're working on, because each of us have our own personal desires and wants.
This is true. You will go off in tangential thought. Your mind will take you away from what's being said. The way the mind works, it's what you're accustomed to. Awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of anything. And even your own behaviors, even your own mechanical nature. In fact, if you bring awareness to your mechanical natures, your mechanical nature will no longer run your life. True listening pulls you into the moment. Our definition of true listening, when you listen to hear what somebody is saying from their point of view. So basically, you have to be empty in yourself, which is difficult for most of us.
Oh, man, are we going somewhere? People are going somewhere.
Everybody's going somewhere.
whether it's to survive, improve, get better. And now we're turning the corner where those of you who are parents are definitely looking forward to the school year and all the things that it takes. We were exercising on Monday, and we heard the people there discussing which bus route to take their children to school. I mean, who knew that it's not just pick them up and go, that they had to decide which bus route. So there's lots of complexities in our life. Today is going to be a little break. Let me define for you awareness as we define it in our new book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life. That book is coming out October 3rd, available wherever books are sold. It's a McGraw-Hill title. So awareness is a non-judgmental seeing. It's an objective, non-critical seeing or witnessing of the nature or isness of any particular circumstance or situation. It's an ongoing process in which you are bringing yourself back to the moment rather than complaining silently about what you perceive as wrong or what you would prefer. Isn't that neat? Awareness. It's a non-judgmental witnessing, viewing, or seeing of yourself and how you interact with your life. Sean and I were talking about it before the show, about how when you are standing on a different foot, and instead of a non-judgmental, non-critical observation, when you are critically observing, there's no such thing as critically observing, but you're critically looking at how you're doing things and you're being hard on yourself, you are actually dragging so much weight through life that when you observe yourself, it's as if you're flowing through your life. You're passing through. You're moving effortlessly, seamlessly. You see things. And of course you're going to do things from time to time that land you on your behind. But then the question is, what do you do next? Do you beat on yourself, talk to yourself, berate yourself, or resist the fact that you've done things that aren't up to, quote, your standards? Or do you just keep moving? Anything you resist
persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. That's the first idea or principle of instantaneous transformation. If there's anything in your life that you're resisting, that which you are resisting becomes what your life is about, so that you don't have a life, you're in opposition to something.
And you can only be exactly as you are right now. You can't be anywhere other than you are while listening to this broadcast.
You can't be in any other posture than you're in. You can only have the body sensations you're having, the thoughts, the feelings. If you naturally notice that you're disagreeing with what I'm saying or Ariel is saying, that's the only thing you can be doing in that moment. Now, that's a very interesting thing. Awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of how it is that you are in any moment of your life. And if you actually see it without judging it, then it loses any power over your life. Then you move through your life with effortlessness. That's the second idea of instantaneous transformation, that can only be exactly as you are in any moment. Now, the third idea is that if you notice how you are without judging yourself, then the behavior that you see, the way that you've been interacting with your life, completes itself in the instant you see it. And here's the what do they call it? Caveat?
Okay.
Is that a good word?
I like that word.
Okay. That you cannot see something to try to get rid of it. In other words, you cannot say, well, now I'm going to neutrally observe my anger so I am no longer, or sadness, or worry.
Or upset.
So I complete it so it disappears. You cannot manipulate your life to try to get it turn out the way you want, and call it neutrally observing. Because then you fall into the first idea of resisting something which keeps it around.
See, don't forget, awareness is an objective, as we said, but non-preferential seeing of something. If you are preferentially seeing, you will be looking at it in order to get rid of it because you have a preference to be without it. Awareness is a non-judgmental, non-preferential seeing of anything. And it is the doorway to the moment. And the moment is this magical place. It is, you know, I should actually tell you what the dictionary says it is.
Tell us. Please, tell us what the dictionary
says. Well, it says it's a very short period of time.
It is. It just takes a moment.
A particular time, especially the present. But interestingly enough, it also says a time of success, excellence, or satisfaction. When you're in the moment, you're operating with excellence. You are experiencing satisfaction. And success is an expression of yourself in this moment. I love that being here is all it takes to have a magical life.
That's so amazing. It's, you know, most of us think that when we acquire or accumulate those things that that we hold as success-making, then we will be satisfied with our lives. When we get enough material possessions, wealth, property, people, like if you have the right girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife, or children, or a puppy, you know, that will complete your life. If you are incomplete in your life in this moment, that's the only way you can be. And if that's the only way you can be, you're complete. See, the moment is perfect. It lacks nothing. And if you can discover how to live your life directly, then you're not lacking anything. You just watch things as they manifest and as you interact with them.
Awareness. This moment is inclusive. Transformation includes everything in this moment. It doesn't exclude the parts that you don't like or the parts that you would not prefer. Change is exclusive. It excises pieces. Your power, your satisfaction, your well-being. As we come back, we'll be discussing more about awareness as the doorway to the moment. And we're really happy that you're here with us today.
Yes. So please do come back when we come back from the break. We are going to a break shortly. That's how short.
Yeah, come on back. Don't miss being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com
to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
We all want to be fulfilled in all kinds of ways, to be joyful, at peace, and fully alive. And it all starts with awareness, creating a consciousness-based life. Now there's a radio show that helps you live that life. Listen for Live with the Lights On with host Katie Manna. Each week's show will help you create more satisfying relationships, increase your self-esteem, and your own inner sense of peace. Live with the Lights On is heard every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Create your own life with the lights on.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Today's theme is awareness. The doorway to the moment.
Yeah, so what's the benefits of living in the moment?
Excellence, satisfaction, well-being.
Fun.
Relationship.
Relationship.
Love.
Love.
Excitement.
Excitement.
Feeling good in your own skin.
Feeling excellent in your own skin.
Hey, we want to take a moment just to brag a little bit.
We're going to brag about, well, of course, us. No. Not quite.
Those of you who've listened to the show over this past year, we're coming up on a year with the show, and thank you for all of you loyal listeners. We really appreciate your support and your listenership, and we encourage you to share this show with other people.
Yeah, especially since we're in competition now to be number one on the network. We're currently number two.
So, hey, why not?
So, if you share
the
show with your friends, who knows, we may become number one, which would be number one, that's all. Anyway.
But what we wanted to talk about a little bit was, if you've been on the show a few times, you'll know that we've had the costume designer, Elizabeth Caitlin Ward.
Now, Caitlin Ward Hill, because she's recently been married.
On the show a few times, and she was part of the Aiko Ishioka International Design Team for the opening ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics, and she did about, actually, 20% of the costumes. She did 3,000 costumes. She designed the designs for costumes, lots of things like the flying angels and the little boy who was walking in with the giant basketball player for the Chinese basketball team, and the fellow and the little girl sitting at the piano, playing the piano at the opening ceremony. Lots of different things. And she has had this moment of success. Of course, she's had lots of successes over time. But one of the interesting things is I'm looking at her website here, Elizabeth Caitlin Ward Costume Design. You can go up there. It's always fun. The Beijing 2008 Olympic Games, One World, One Dream. I think it's amazing that it was an inclusive design team, that they
included an American as part of the team. Now, of course, she had to compete with other costume designers to be accepted because she had to put in her drawings, and then someone in China looked at everything that they got and chose hers over others, but that they picked Americans as well as other ethnicities
and nationalities.
Nationalities. was because it was inclusive. It included others.
If you want to live at your full potential, you need to include additional possibilities, other people. You cannot do it totally alone. This American independent, I'll do it all by myself. Well, maybe you will, but I'm not sure it will be as great as possible, certainly won't be as much fun.
And the other thing is, you've got nobody to bounce your ideas off of except yourself when you do it alone. And we wrote an article once called Lost in the Fog. Ariel and I have a boat, and we spend a lot of time, or have spent a lot of time on the water, and we've noticed that when it's foggy and you have no land to find your location in relationship to, that you could be driving through the fog thinking you're going in a straight line, when in fact you're way, way off your course.
And you can even be going in circles.
That is true. In fact, you usually do go in circles. And, we have on our boat a global positioning system, a GPS, and radar. So we can function in the fog. But what we were so amazed by is how often our idea of how we're on course is inaccurate. Where we are plowing ahead, thinking we know where we're going, and we're going in a direction sometimes 180 degrees opposite of where we wish to be going. And that's like a lot of our lives. We think we're on course, and we're having a conversation with ourselves about how good we're doing, and suddenly we find ourselves on the coral reef.
We have a caller who's called in today. Her name is Sandy. Are you there with us, Sandy?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Munich in Germany.
Hey, welcome Munich. Welcome Germany.
Thank you. Well, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard on your show before that you mentioned to some people that they're doing certain things to avoid being in the moment. And I catch myself not, or trying to avoid to be in the moment, or doing silly things that keep me from really being there. Like I'm hiding out. And but I tell myself that being in the moment is the most important thing for me. And so it's like, on one hand, I want to do something, and then my mind comes in between and distracts me or takes me away from. Am I clear on what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, Sandy, darling, you need to be kind to yourself. More than anything else, you need to be kind to yourself. You have you're very driven to do things right, the right way. And let me ask you something. When your mind, as you put it, comes in and takes you off your desired course, could it not have happened?
No.
No. It could only have happened because it did. So see if you can be kind to yourself. If you notice that you've gone off course and you've distracted yourself from something that's different or other than when you said you were going to do, then that's enough. Then you're back. If you beat on yourself for having left, now you're really lost.
Yeah, that's true.
Because now you're so far out of the moment and you're going further out in each of the moments that you distract yourself from your life by complaining about how you went off course.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll repeat the same lines over and over again. I just watch myself, just like I'll catch myself thinking something, and this thought is like an echo. It just keeps on and going on and on. I'm like, whoa, what is this? I just keep thinking
but
the same thing.
The whoa, what is this has judgments attached to it. You're not bringing awareness to those thoughts.
you're not non-judgmentally seeing them.
You're complaining to yourself that you're thinking the wrong thoughts, that you should be thinking better thoughts.
Or that those thoughts should be gone already.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a song on a radio and then you go to lay down at night and that song keeps playing in your head or you find yourself humming the tune?
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean anything?
No, not at all.
So one of the things is you assign meaning to these thoughts. The other thing, Shai and I were talking over the course of this week about the amazing survival nature of the mind and how certain things have been hardwired in from generation to generation. And we were talking with each other about how when we get into situations, our minds are automatically scanning for certain things.
Well, like whenever we go through the tunnel between New Jersey and Manhattan, it's how would I get out of this if something were to happen?
Looking for survival escape strategies. But in the beginning of your question, you said something that caught my attention. You talked about how you are often looking to hide.
Yes.
Well, you can either hold that as a bad thing or recognize that it could be something hardwired into your system from a long line of
survivors who hid to survive, and when things got a little pressureful, they would hide and they survived, and that was passed on genetically to you. And so you have this internal conversation about hiding. Well, it may have saved your family line over years and generations in the past.
So rather than holding it as a problem, if you start to recognize that that has been a successful strategy of sorts, and in a way, respect it, honor it, appreciate that you have it, include it, rather than trying to change it, exclude it, excise it. If you include it, all of the energy that is wrapped around that hiding thing is then returned to you. So you recognize that you have the propensity to hide, and rather than trying to get rid of it, you allow it, then you have a choice. But it's not in opposition to the hiding mechanic. It recognizes that that's a viable option. And then, now what?
That's good, because it's like it puts a picture in my head that I can see that I could be behind the bush, but there's no danger, and I can just pop out and come back again, right?
Perfect.
Look, we're going to have to go to a break now, Sandy, but if you hold on and...
We can come back with you after. Okay.
Sure, it'd be a pleasure.
Does that work?
Great.
Fine.
Come on back. Don't miss the end here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic. And you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
What?
Welcome to Higher
Being Here. Welcome back, everyone. We're speaking with Sandy. You still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, we were talking about it a bit on the break here, and we realized we're going to go back to the original definition of awareness. You know, awareness is not a one-time thing.
It's a way of life. It isn't an achievement. It's not something you achieve once. And, I made it. It's a way of being into life.
So it's a bringing yourself back to the moment rather than complaining silently about what you perceive as wrong or what you would prefer. One of the things is you listen to your thought processes as if they matter.
And as if they're the truth and as if they are you.
So if they keep repeating, you give them more attention.
That's true.
And anything you add energy to it, we've used this analogy
numerous times
on the show and other. It's like the plate spinner in the circus, adding energy to the stick. It keeps the plate spinning. Everything needs energy to survive.
But if you stop adding energy by neutrally noticing the way something is, it completes itself, and the plate falls and is no longer a lifestyle.
Of course, that's the third idea of instantaneous transformation. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself and leaves you alone. So, you know, when you...
And Sandy,
yes.
The conversation that you listen to that says, my mind has distracted me and I get lost in trying to hide, that's your mind complaining about the mind.
It's actually the same voice that's repeating the other stuff
that
to begin with.
That it says it doesn't like.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's normal. I don't know about crazy.
Yeah. See, that's the mind saying that you're deficient again. It's crazy. No, it's normal. What you don't understand is... it's not crazy, it's absolutely perfect from the logic system that was put together to survive in a hostile world. So, not crazy at all. And if
we go back to what we said to you earlier, you need to practice, Sandy, being kind to yourself, not being so hard on yourself. If things don't show up exactly as you think they should, you normally beat on yourself for that. And we're suggesting that you notice it without beating on yourself. Be nice to Sandy this week.
Okay, I'll try that. I will.
And here's the thing, Sandy. If you discover you being hard on yourself with yourself, don't be hard on yourself for being hard on yourself, okay?
Unless you do. And then if you do, then don't be hard on yourself for being hard on yourself when you're being hard on yourself.
Deal?
It's a deal.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for your advice.
You're welcome, hon. Bye. Okay. We also have Sue on the line. You there, Sue?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Where are you calling from?
Today I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to say how much I enjoy your radio show.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Number one position.
Yeah, okay, we're up for that. Why not?
Anyway, I do have a question.
Yes.
Around awareness. I guess this notion of observing your life sort of neutrally, particularly when you're in situations or with people that aren't in alignment with your preferences, is something I sort of get in my own life and in my work life, but I am challenged to sort of get that when it comes to family situations, particularly with my parents.
But, Sue, isn't that your own life?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Does it get any more your own life than with your parents?
Yeah, that's interesting. I sort of view them as a sort of this other extension, though, of my own life.
This other dimension.
Yeah, this other dimension, that's right.
Well, this is very good, because you see, most of us have defined ourselves in opposition to our parents. Either opposition or agreement with. But growing up as children, to define who we wanted to be special, and what made us special was to be apart or different than our environment or surrounding.
Okay.
So it's really difficult to be harmonious with your parents when you've had a story over the course of your life that you're different than they are.
Mm-hmm. So what particular themes are you currently finding yourself disagreeing about? How does it...
Embattled.
Yeah. I spent some time with them this past weekend, more than usual, so I was probably, you know, dipped in it a little bit more heavily, but I observed the way they communicate and interact with one another is very contentious. And
just so you know, observed, if we put in parentheses what you really mean by that, it's judged.
Criticized.
How thanks they communicate. For the translation.
I'm just translating.
but you see, you didn't really observe. You were judging them for being the way they are, which, according to the first principle of instantaneous transformation, would keep them stuck that way. Even though you say you'd prefer them to be kinder to each other, your judgments perpetuate what you say you don't like. It's hard to understand it in one respect, because it seems as though, but can't you see they're wrong?
Wrong? Yes.
They're doing it wrong. They're not supposed to behave that way. Now, yes, coming from that system of observing life, that paradigm of good, bad, right, wrong, yes, then they're wrong, but in reality, if you just observe the way they are functioning, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just doing what they're doing.
I know you weren't at Monday Night Alive in New York City this past week, but interestingly enough, we were talking about, almost primarily, it was really theme on Monday, relationship with one's parents and completions with one's parents. And we had this whole discussion about how the scientist affects the experiment. And one of the things that
I talked about was how humbling it was for me when I discovered that my attitudes, my thought processes, my expectations, and even the cadence of how I communicated with my parents could set them in the direction of harmony or disharmony. So I'm not sure you've ever taken a look to see how you relate to them and how that impacts whether or not they are contentious with each other.
That's very interesting.
And just briefly, without going into, you know, all the details, it's a bit of a long story. There came a point where my mother said something that traditionally I had disagreed with. My dad knew that I traditionally had disagreed with it. He then berated my mother for saying something that I would find disagreeable. And if I was quiet, they would have been fighting for days. And I realized that I had, in the past, by my past behavior and past contractions, set them up to have the current disagreement. And I had a choice to either step forward and stop it or do what was normal for me, which was to let it go. And in that moment in time, we're talking a number of years ago, I chose the other route. And I'd never seen my parents so consistently in harmony.
As a result of her not...
spinning the plate of their contentiousness.
Right.
Mm.
So somewhere in there, you've not recognized the pressure you, being their daughter, puts on them being in their presence in whatever ways that is, whether they're pressured to try and feel like they were successful as parents, whether they feel pressured to have to provide you a meal or to entertain you or to look good or to feel robust when maybe they're not feeling so good that day. I don't know what pressures your simple presence brings to bear.
Mm. That's really, really interesting. I think there's some jewels in there. I'm just reflecting even back to the weekend, and I'm remembering an exchange where my mother was talking to my dad and didn't agree with, and I guess, you know, sort of was picking on him. And I now remember that he sort of looked to me to get me sort of on his side and agree with him that she was picking on him.
Yeah, but you see, we're going to have to go to a break pretty soon, so if you can stick around, we'll come back and go further into this. But you may have a relationship with your dad that strongly affects the way your mom and dad relate.
Mm.
Without even knowing it.
We'll come back. We can talk more. You come back with us?
And we'll bring awareness to your familial discontent. How's that? That was pretty good.
Come on back, everyone. Don't miss being here.
Yeah.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic, and you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to Being Here.
We're talking
with Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
You know, Sue, do you know how a motion picture works?
No, I'm not sure I do.
Well, they have different frames, different individual still photos that pass by the light of the projector at, 24 frames per second. And that gives the illusion of movement. That's why they call them moving pictures.
So you started us at the moving picture of your life, back where your mother said something that was picking on your dad, and your dad looked to you for support.
Right. Okay, now what we need to do in order to unwire this kind of behavior is go back in the film record of what happened prior, sometime prior to that event, okay?
Okay.
And we look and we see, what did you do, awarely or unawarely, that may have pushed them to behave the way they were behaving in the moment that you were critical of their behavior?
So even if we go back to you as a young person and the kind of pressures that we all put on our parents when we were adolescents, there can be a way of relating to our parents where they feel insecure in themselves. And that when you are coming by and you're coming to visit them and you're an adult now, even your presence can reactivate that feeling of insecurity that will cause your mom to go after your dad in a way to get his attention.
Hmm. Interesting.
You see, if you weren't there, they might not behave that way at all. The scientist affects the experiment. That's why they do double-blind testing, so the scientist doesn't know what the outcome is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Your being there, your very presence, puts a pressure on them to try to behave. Now, let me ask you a question. Did your parents try to be the better parent, like your father try to be the better parent than your mother, or your mother the better parent than your father?
I don't recall that kind of one-upmanship kind of thing.
Well, it may not have been as a one-upmanship. It may be that you found you were more able to confide in one parent than the other. They were seemed more available.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably connected with my dad more sort of intellectually and, you know, just from conversational point of view.
Yes, and that's perfect where I'm going with this. Because, you see, your mom, is she the most secure person in the world?
No.
Does she know her true value?
Absolutely not.
Does she fully appreciate herself?
I highly doubt it.
So then, if you and your dad are connecting on an intellectual level...
Think she might feel stupid?
She
somewhere in her heart of hearts?
Yes, she just might.
She just might. Well, unbeknownst to you, you might have been supporting that.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, I say unbeknownst, I do mean unbeknownst to you. See, I think that a lot of the mechanical behaviors that people bring forward in their lives have been initiated in early childhood where they have no longer any memory of developing this competitive nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then as adults, we're just so baffled by why they show up so unruly around us. As if we had nothing to do with it.
Now, it's easy for you or a lot of other listeners to say, oh, you don't know my parents or you don't know these people. They are like that when I'm not around. Well, maybe. But
you know something? Shockingly, they have friends. People actually like them.
Yeah, and I really like their friends.
Well, their friends may have good taste then.
Yeah, precisely. So it's interesting. Yeah, it's almost like you said something interesting, Shai, before this notion of, you know, you may not even know how you're contributing to this.
Yes.
Partly because, I don't know, it just feels like sometimes it's so, I guess, ingrained. I don't know what the right word is.
Hey, Sue, it was Ariel who said that.
Ariel, sorry.
That's perfect.
There you go.
There's the perfection in it. You've created between Ariel and me a similar relationship than you have between you and your parents.
Yeah, look at that.
Isn't that interesting?
I love it. I think it's so wonderful because awareness, the
non-judgmental seeing of that goes, oh, yeah, look at that. That's not interesting.
And then it dissolves.
It doesn't mean anything if you see it. You know, I like this guy, what's his name, the dog whisperer.
Cesar Millan.
He says, you don't keep pulling on the leash. You just give it one quick pull, and then you relax. That's kind of like awareness. You see it, you point it out, and then you leave it alone.
It's correction, not punishment. Aha! Uh-huh.
Right.
There you go.
You know,
I did that. End of story.
If you punish yourself with something you see, you will continue to do it forever. If you notice it, that is enough.
This simple conversation today and bringing awareness to the possibility that you are the driving force in the way they relate around you is the beginning of that dissolving and you having a harmonious relationship with your parents. And, by the way,
if you so choose,
it could happen instantaneously. It doesn't have to be a gear-up. You may be shocked just by seeing this, but the next time you're around them, they're behaving totally differently. You just have to pay attention and see.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, so is transformation. Transformation is totally cool.
It
happens in an instant, and it happens through awareness, and it doesn't happen through doing something to get better.
By the way, Sue, we really appreciate your desire and support in having our show rise to be the top of this network. It's like one world, one dream.
And it happens through people sharing the possibility of transformation and sharing that this show exists and then It could happen.
I love getting the possibility of transformation out to people so people like yourself can have ease in all their relationships and they can have a uniform life, not a life with this area that's strange called family. Hey,
that's
thanks
terrific.
For being with us here today.
Thank you so much.
It's been lovely.
Yes, thanks, Sue.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, coming up in New York, just to give you all a heads up, we're doing a business course called Transformation in the Workplace. It's September 13th and 14th. You can find out more about it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com. And you can also sign up to get our weekly podcasts and articles of the month, things like that. So feel free to do that. By the way, September, we have a new facelift to our website. So,
And Monday Night Alive in New York, our next one is on the 8th of September.
Yep, we're heading off to have
vacation.
A little
vacation. So if you're thinking of coming next week, Monday, or the week after that, please don't, because we won't be there.
Monday Night Alive on the 8th is what's next. So... thanks all for everybody being here. We are going to be back next week with talking about living the moment and not in your worries. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.